Amendment 74 gives broad and I would say undefined abilities for anyone to essentially sue a local government if they feel, or if anyone feels, that their property value has been reduced by whatever. The writers will say, well, it's just a simple amendment. Well, the simpler it is, the more ambiguity there is. There's already recourse. There's been laws on our books for over a century that gives someone the ability to sue a government if there is real and agreed upon decrease in value. But Amendment 74 says that if I'm your neighbor, Raleigh, and you want to paint your house blue, I can say, no, you can't paint that house blue because it's going to decrease my value and I'm going to sue you. And so you can't paint it until we get someone to agree upon that. And my expert witness could be my neighbor across the street. And you can see how just ambiguous that is. So no matter what the town did, if we install trash cans, if we approve a project, if we pave a street, I mean, there's no end to what somebody could view as a takings. So it's just so broad. And it's so broad that I haven't heard anyone support this other than the Colorado Farm Bureau. I mean, even real estate agents, home builders, the conservative organizations like Grand Junction Sentinel, Club 20, all have agreed, whoa, this is over the top. And so that's why I felt like it was, because I requested that our board consider this resolution. It's just over the top, and it would really stop municipalities in their tracks.
What could you see the consequences being for Carbondale should it pass?
I hate to sound so threatening, but I really would see that one of two or a combination thereof could happen. One, our legal bills could just shoot through the roof, or we would just be paralyzed where we wouldn't do anything for fear of lawsuit. Or even by not doing anything, we could be sued because we're affecting someone's property. Maybe we didn't approve a project. Maybe we refused to accept an application. And somebody could sue us because not approving that project decreased their property value. Mm-hmm. So it would just put a halt to any kind of progress, no matter how you defined it, conservative, liberal, progressive, whatever. It would just put a halt on everything, and chances are really drive up our legal bills.
And those bills being paid through tax dollars?
Yes.
You mentioned in the resolution, or it's mentioned in the resolution, that something similar to this passed in Oregon and then was later rescinded?
Yeah, I think it, you know, I wasn't privy to that until I read that. So I don't know what was behind that, but clearly it got passed and the voters had voters' remorse and overturned that. But I think that's the danger. It's really hard to change our Constitution. I think it's even harder to change it back. And that's why I personally am digging in on this one. There's always two sides to a story, and this is just my perspective, but I really feel like this particular amendment is truly vindictive because it is in retribution to another item that's on the ballot, Resolution 112. The interests that wrote Amendment 74 didn't like the fact that Resolution 112 made it to the ballot, or, you know, was looking like it was going to make it to the ballot. So this was a tit for tat. And I think that's just absolutely wrong to do that to voters, let alone in our Constitution. So this is bigger than just an amendment that I'm not fond of. This is playing risky business with our Constitution.
Do you know anything about the backers of it?
What I know of it, I've learned from the Colorado Municipal League, who, you know, represents, I'd say, probably more than 90% of the municipalities in the state. They're very conservative because they have to find consensus with all those municipalities, and you can imagine those are broad perspectives. But they worked very closely with Colorado Farm Bureau to try and prevent this from going to the ballot, and they worked in good faith. But what they have told me is that there were a handful of oil and gas interests out of state, primarily, not the ones we hear about around here, that were behind this initiative and essentially wrote this initiative and used the Colorado Farm Bureau as a front for this initiative.
And it collected enough signatures to get on the ballot, which says something. I think the language is simplistic and appealing. People, without thinking deeply into it, could say, well, yeah, of course, I don't want my property to lose value. And mm-hmm. if the government's responsible, they should pay me back. But what you're saying is that people don't realize how much that cost is going to come down on the taxpayers, on municipalities, and could really stall out a lot of the positive development in the state.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, it's really not just the cost. So even if you're anti-government and you want the government out of your hair, the reality of it is government is there. There's already municipal governance all around the state. And so what this amendment would do would be to stop private development as well in its tracks. Again, that's why the Association of Realtors, the Home Builder Association all say, no way, we don't want this, because it stops progress. So again, this is not, are you anti-government or not? This is, are you anti-everything? And that sounds alarmist, but I think this amendment warrants that alarm.
Thank you so much, Dan Richardson, Mayor of Carbondale, for coming in to share about the town passing this resolution and why, and your personal take on Amendment 74.
Thanks, Raleigh.